Tana Shomai Parachet, Mishnah Dalet Yain, so Truma Shen It Gala Yishapas. The Ainkar of Loimer Shachula. Wine that is Truma, that was left open and uncovered, and there was nobody there to guard it, has to be spilled out. And we don't have to say that wine that is Chulin, that is not Truma, that was left open and uncovered, and nobody was there to guard it, has to be spilled out. And we're afraid that maybe a snake drank from the wine, and some of the venom from the snake got mixed in with the wine, and it would be a danger to drink the wine. So therefore, even though normally it's forbidden to cause a loss to Truma, you can't spill out Truma for no reason. And in this case, you have a very good reason to spill it out, since it's dangerous to drink this wine, or even to use the wine for any other purpose, even to give the wine to drink to a behemoth that you will shaft is also dangerous, as the venom from the snake would get into the behemoth, and then when you eat the behemoth, that would also be a danger. So therefore, no usages is allowed for this wine. You simply have to spill it out, even though the wine is truma. Loshem ashken asurin mishum kilok hamayim bayayim v'achala usharko hamashken mutar. There are three liquids that would be forbidden if they were left open and uncovered: water, wine, and milk. But other types of liquids would be mutter, even though they were left uncovered. As a snake only drinks from water, wine, and milk, it doesn't drink but other types of liquids, so therefore only water, wine, and milk that is left uncovered would be forbidden, because we're afraid that a snake drank from it and some of the venom of the snake got mixed in with the liquid. And the Bartanura says that there are other types of liquid that are also forbidden: honey, brine, and ground garlic. These types of liquids also a snake might drink from, so therefore, if they are left uncovered, they would be forbidden. Tama Yeshu, the Yiyu Asura. How long do the liquid have to be uncovered and unguarded for it to be forbidden? Kideisha Yeti Arachas, Mimakum Karo Vyishta. The amount of time it takes for a snake to come from a place that's nearby and drink from the liquid. And the Mephoshim explained that the Gemara says the Mishnah is referring to the amount of time it would take for the snake to come underneath the handle of the kli and drink from the liquid, which is a very short amount of time. As maybe there is a small hole in the ground underneath the handle of the kli, and that's where the snake was hiding, and when it was left uncovered and unguarded, the snake came out of its hole, drank from the liquid, and then quickly scuttled back into its hole. So therefore, if it was left uncovered and unguarded for that amount of time, the liquid would be forbidden. In the previous mission, we said that water, milk, or wine that was left uncovered and unguarded for enough time for a snake to drink from it would be forbidden. Maybe the venom of the snake got mixed in with the liquid, and it would be a danger to drink from it. Now, this mission, we ask how much water that is left uncovered would not be forbidden. And the Mishnah answers, if there's so much water that was left uncovered, that even if a snake did drink from it, the venom would be lost in the water, and the water would be mavato the venom, that the venom would be harmless. In such a case, it would be mutter, as this is such a large amount of water that was left uncovered, even if a snake did drink from it, and the venom got mixed in with the liquid, somebody who drinks from the water would not be harmed, so therefore, it would be mutter. Rabbi Yossi Oimer Bekelem Koshahem Uvekarkos Arbomso. Rabbi Yossi said, if the water that was left uncovered was in a utensil, no matter how much water was in that utensil, it would be forbidden. As according to Rabbi Yosef, we have a gezeira, that water that was left uncovered in a very large kli would be usur, because if we would be moderate, maybe a person would get confused and would think that even water that was left in a small kli uncovered is mutter, and that would be a danger. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef, no matter how large the kli is, the water that is left uncovered would be forbidden. But if the water that was left uncovered was in the carpet, was in the ground, in such a case, up to 40 saw that was left uncovered would be forbidden. But more than 40 saw would be mutter. And if it's more than 40 saw of water, even if the snake did drink from it, it would not be harmful to drink from the water. And the Bartanura said that just like it's forbidden to drink water that was left uncovered because maybe the venom of the snake got mixed in with it, so too all other usages of this water would be forbidden. You can't give it to your behemoth to drink, you can't wash your hands, face, or feet with it, and you can't use it to mix cement with it, any type of usage from water that was left uncovered is considered a sakana and would be forbidden.